welcome back to another episode of About a Week Ago. I am your host, John Robinson. First off, let me apologize. This episode is obviously coming to you late. We were supposed to record Sunday, and then we were going to record Wednesday, but we got some bad weather. So Mandy Fontaine couldn't join us. They're back in school studying, so you just got me today to wrap up about a week ago of news topics. And before we get into this, right, it's strange that it's come to my attention that if you miss, like how we're, you know, how I'm recording this 4 days late, right, that news does not stick, right? Nothing seems to be important as far as like Nikki and Meek, right? I felt like that was a big story just a week ago, right? If these two get into this beef over on Twitter, on social media, starts on Instagram, Meek likes a picture making fun of Nikki's husband, and she gets into her IG story, starts talking mess, takes it to Twitter, talk even more mess about how he beats women, and he fires back and says, well, I don't beat women, and you knew your brother was a rapist and you didn't defended him, and not only is your the brother who's got sentenced 25 to life a rapist or touched that girl, your younger brother did too. It got really ugly before Meek realized, like, this is crazy. By then it was too late. We enjoyed, you know, for lack of a better term, watching these two people go back and forth as two exes, two people who are in different relationships, right? Meek is with a girl who is pregnant with his upcoming child, and Nikki is married. So while this is entertaining to a certain degree, you still got to look at it as far as like, yo, what the hell is going on? Like, how do your spouses feel about this, right? So maybe Meek's girlfriend is saying like, yeah, I get it. You, somebody calling you a woman beater, you have to defend yourself. What is Kenny? I think that's his name, Kenny Petty. What is he thinking? He doesn't need Nikki to defend him, right? I mean, they've already had this bet. They already, what was that? Over Grammy weekend, they butted heads. So why is Nikki still pressed about how Meek feels when it comes to her husband? And why does Meek still care about this dude? Like, y'all broke up, you moved on. Meek is hot right now. And I think it was weird too that both of them had songs dropping Friday. Meek and Nikki dropped Yikes, and Meek dropped They'll Believe or I Believe featuring Justin Timberlake. Both are solid songs. Yikes gave me a DaBaby feel, and I found out that DaBaby's producer produced that song. So I was like, all right, that makes sense. Believe is Meek back in his inspirational bag. Justin sounds good. He's out the woods. So that's that. But then some people's like, do they do this for publicity? No, they could. They shouldn't have. Neither one of them needed more, you know, eyes on, like, yo, not only did they, you know, we're dropping new singles, but we need the beef to get this up. No, they did not. And both of them said, you know, we're not going to talk about this. Well, Meek said it. Nikki had Queen Radio, and she just spent time with 50 Cent asking why he didn't sign her, which I don't understand that. Like, 50 Cent doesn't have the best track record with Lloyd Banks, Tony Yayo, Young Buck, and Olivia. I mean, he didn't sign the game. The game was thrown in there with them. Nikki's career has been pretty great. I get when Fat Joe goes on the press run and says, I made a mistake, I should have signed Eminem. 50 Cent doesn't say too much about, like, oh, I made a mistake, I should have signed Nikki. But that's how it has to be. It can't be, you know, my career flourished with Cash Money. And Lil Wayne is more hands off as far as like when he brought in Drake and Nikki, where he's like, you know, go do your thing, blah, blah. He's like one of the, when you think about it, he's one of the best artists slash owner of a label, because Ludacris and 2 Chainz butthead. J. Cole's up there too. Now Dreamville is pretty good. He seems to get out the way. Trying to think of other artists. Because Jay-Z, I mean, they did after he left Def Jam. when we got when he was head of Def Jam, they were like, yo, blah, blah, this, and then he left. So I'm trying to think if there are any other artists off the top of my head. I should have wrote some things down. I didn't know I was going into this comparison, but yeah. As far as, like I said, both songs are good. The Nicki Rosa Parks line, I get the why people are upset. Because one, the snippet drops on Rosa Parks' birthday. And two, you basically call, like, the line doesn't, like, it's not a, so the line is, all you bitches, Rosa Parks, get up. So, it's, you know, Rosa didn't get up. So I think, like, if the line was, like, I'm Rosa Parks, I'm sitting my ass here on the charts or something like that, people would have, like, okay, yeah, because you're like, yeah, I'm that movie. But you telling Rosa Parks to get up, or the quote-unquote Rosa Parks bitches to get up, doesn't really work. But, you know, rappers should probably stay away from the Rosa Parks and Emmett Till lines, because not the best track record of it. So while those stories haven't seemed to, you know, come and gone, one story I feel like is not getting talked about enough is Future's son. So his 17-year-old son, Jacoby Wilborn, was charged with criminal gang activity, criminal trespassing, and gun possession, right? When he was arrested, the gun that they found on him had the serial number scratched off. That led to a charge of an altered ID of a gun. They usually scratch the serial numbers off so you can't get caught, you know, like, oh, we found the gun, but we have no idea who this is registered to. So now he's facing anywhere from 5 to 20 years. If convicted, he got a public defender because courts look at the person's arrest, a person arrested, and not the family members or the parents. So it's like, everybody was like, how come he doesn't have a good lawyer? Now, I did see somewhere that, and that somewhere was Twitter, somebody said their Future is actually putting up a lawyer and whatever. So that's good. But we spend so much more time talking about who's Future dating? Oh, Future and Lori Harvey, or Future and Drake. Are they dropping a new album? And I felt like nobody's talking about this story. I don't know how you come at it from those media standpoints. I know you still want to get an interview with Future or whatever, but one, I know a lot of people are shocked that, yo, he has a 17-year-old son, but two, why are we not saying, like, yo, he spent so much time trying to get the new girlfriend or trying to get the girl back, that maybe he didn't spend enough time. I mean, can't we question that? Did you spend enough time with your child? You know, more, should he have? And I get it. He has baby mamas, which I don't understand this logic of men in the industry. Like, the baby, y'all see this. He's got another baby on the way. His baby moms, the mom of the first two children, put him, like, blasted him, like, oh, you did this, blah, blah. You know, and he says, well, when I conceived this child, I wasn't with you. And I just, like, fine, cool. You're saying you didn't cheat. You're not a cheater. But I'm still going to give you the dummy card for, like, you just got money. You just got on. Don't add more babies. This is just more money. Like, I don't understand how these men don't see, yo, now I got it. Now, not only is it more money, right? It's more time. So, when you had two with the one, you knew, hey, it's only one lady I got to talk to. I can make things right with her, blah, blah. Now you have three with two different women. So you're going to be splitting your time. And now you have to adhere to two different women. Why would you want this? I don't get it. I don't even know why I would risk it. There'd be, especially when I just got on. Like, there's no, I mean, he dropped two albums in 1 year. There's no guarantee that in 3 or 4 years, the baby is still going to be hot. There's nothing. So I would have just been like, no, condoms all the time, Plan B pills. We are not going to play this game. I want to keep all my coins. Something Future didn't do, something the baby could have learned from Future. It was like, yo, the baby mama gang is not fun. It really isn't. I mean, Lil Wayne seems to have been able to maneuver through all this, but most rappers don't. So I will update the story. Like I said, I didn't hear too many people talking about it. Sad story that somebody was like, how do you think he felt? You know, just hypothetically, if Future wasn't spending enough time or whatever it was, then when you go to school, people are like watching your dad's videos and asking you, like, oh, do you hang out with him? Do you kick it with him? And maybe you don't. And how that could affect the psyche of the child. But it's kind of wild that at 17 or any age that your father is that successful. We know he signed this big deal recently and you felt like you need to be in criminal gang activity. Like there's no way, you know, I'm looking back at 17 and I wasn't rich. I just was like, you know, thought things through like, yo, I could end up dead or in jail. And at the very least, my parents would have been so disappointed that I got tied up into that life. Super Bowl, that has happened since we have last spoke. I thought the halftime performance was cool. I mean, halftime performances are kind of like SNL things. There's nothing really blows me away. Obviously, there's a Prince, Michael Jackson, Beyonce, certain things like that. But I just think they can be just good to great. I don't think I've ever seen an awful halftime performance. And if anybody ever says it's awful, it's more so because you don't like the music or you don't like the artist. Not like, oh man, they were off key or, you know, the choreography was so bad. Somebody fell off the, no, you just don't like how people are. Oh, I'm going to sue for the halftime because there was stripper. Oh, stop it. You waste so much time. People waste so much time with lawyers and police. It's just so much time with lawyers and police. And in turn, police and lawyers waste a lot of time too, because they really going to get Jussie. Like he got six. And I thought we were done 2019. I really did. I thought we were finished with this story. I thought we could move on with our lives. We're probably never going to see him again. He's not going to be on Empire. Just be done with it. No. But back to the halftime show. We didn't get any Ja Rule, no Wyclef, no Pitbull. They broke. It was Shakira who did I Like It Like That with Cardi B. A Cardi B song, but no Cardi B, no Gloria Estefan, you know, Queen of Miami, or that sound, that Caribbean sound. But she's getting a Red Table Talk on Facebook if you're looking for Gloria. Anything else? I mean, Jay-Z and Beyonce sitting. Again, another story that people talked about last week. Don't talk about it now. Watch how stories are. I didn't bring my... I don't have my phone with me while I'm recording it, because I'll just pull up stuff that I skip over because I'm like, this, you guys don't care about this, right? But then again, there's stories where there you can tell, not you could tell, but it kind of looks like the person is creating the story. Case in point, Amber Rose, right? She has this forehead tattoo, right? And she put her son's, I think, yeah, there's both. She has two boys, I think. She has her kids' names across her forehead. And while it looks jarring, and you're allowed to do whatever you want with your face, it sometimes comes across, like, just outside looking in, they're not talking about me right now, right? She just had the baby. She got plastic surgery really quickly. That story came and went. So now this happens, and she, what did she do? She kind of like we saw a fuzzy picture of it, and then she came out with, yeah, so what, I did this, blah, blah, the other day. And then the next day it's Kobe Bryant inspired. What are you talking about? How did Kobe Bryant passing away inspire your tattoo of your kids across your forehead, right? I get the 2 Chainz got a Kobe Bryant tattoo, right? I understand that. I get that part. I don't know why Chris Brown got a Jordan 3 on his cheek. I don't. The Game got a Kobe Bryant tattoo because it was like the 8 and the 24 or something like that. I understand that, but I don't get kids across the forehead. Kids across the forehead. I don't get that. And it's strange because that's strange, but these celebrities be the same ones who be like, you guys talk about any and everything and blah, blah. And then they go out and do the, I'm going to talk about any and every, like, yo, I want you guys to talk about this forehead tattoo, right? The brat is so allegedly engaged, and I forgot the woman's name. And so everybody was putting 2 and 2 together. Like, I think these 2 are dating and blah, blah, blah. And instead of this woman saying like yes or no, she gets on Instagram and says, yo, you guys are trying to tell my story. I'm gonna tell my story tomorrow at blah blah. You're using IG as a rollout. Like, I'm going to use a I'm going to release a video on here tomorrow. Yes or no, or don't say nothing until you drop the, why do, I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of, I don't know if it happens anymore, but remember when people would be like, yo, if this gets 1,000, not 1,000, such a low number, but you know, such and such number of likes, I'm going to drop the video. Just drop, why do you do that? What are you, so if it didn't, you, the video forever, like we're going to get some years loud. Yo, man, I was going to drop that video, but I didn't get 50,000 likes. So, yeah, they never got it, never got the album. You know, that bothers me. Summer Walker with the whole, I'm not going to make another, you know, new music after 2020. So, I was like, here's, I don't like that game, because if you're not going to do it, just don't do it. You know, why fuck with fans to have fans to be like, no, please do, no, don't leave, don't. If you want to be done for your sanity, I'm fine with that. But no need to make the announcement. 2020 just started. I could see a December if you was like, yep, and this was the last year of me doing new music. So I recorded all the songs I recorded. You might be getting some stuff in 2021 or 2022. I don't know how this release is going to work, but I'm done. Fine. If you want to do that, that is A-okay. But to do it this way, you're just doing it because you want to see who loves you. Which is, to me, that says something deeper about you, man. Shouldn't have got off that Kobe thing really quickly, just to go back to it. The Gail King situation with the Lisa Leslie. I didn't fall for the clickbait with CBS putting out the clip because I didn't watch the whole interview. Kobe and Gianna just got laid to rest last Friday, I believe. That was the day in a private ceremony. We get the, it sounds weird, but the public memorial will be the 24th of February. All right. So, which is dope, like 224, her number and his number. And that's going to be at the Staples Center. Right. So Gail King was interviewing Lisa Leslie and she asked like, will this, but I think the good question was like, will this tarnish his legacy or should we talk about it? Blah, blah, blah. The question before that, I believe, off the top of my head, she had asked her about how did you feel about this? And Lisa has said that she never believed it because of how Kobe acted. And she'd been in clubs with him and blah, blah. And he wasn't that type of guy. And Gail said, well, you wouldn't see it. Right. It's sort of a pushback. And I think that's what a lot of people got upset with. Right. Because what when you ask a question, what answer do you want? Right. So. You were trying, I was trying to figure out what answer did she want or was she hoping to get from Lisa Leslie in this particular time? While I didn't like the questioning in that because of you're not allowed to question anybody about somebody who they knew or whatever, it was, man, this dude was alive. Nobody asked questions about this. We had moved on. It got brought up when he got nominated for the Oscar and he won the Oscar. I saw people talking about this case, but a lot of people didn't read the case. It's just a lot of people didn't. Like, you know, the witness changed her story, but she said her reason was she didn't think the detective would believe it, but she corrected her story. I didn't go to trial because she didn't want to testify. Was the answer I'm looking for. It got settled and both parties moved on. I was telling my guy earlier, last weekend was at this dinner that Kobe Bryant did one of the best apologies and that best, like, oh, this is what you know, of course I believe him. It was one of those. It's how you should apologize. It wasn't, I'm sorry if, or blah, blah. It was, yo, I thought it was consensual. Obviously, she did not see it that way. For that, I am sorry. I was wrong. I was blah, blah. It's a very good, you should read it. Or I think it might have been just a transcript of that video where he was crying next to Vanessa. He changed his behavior, which is the best apology. And here's the thing, too. A lot of people were like, yo, it's disrespectful to Kobe. Sometimes I think it's disrespectful to the woman. Like, there was people when Kobe Bryant died that were like, reached out to her. And her lawyer was like, I'm not talking. I was like, she has disappeared. I don't think I know her name. I don't think I know what she looks like. She has moved on with her life and been able to live a private life. Because if this happened maybe 5-10 years later during social media, she wouldn't have been able to do that. She wouldn't, you know, and if we knew her face like Monica Lewinsky, she would have been the butt of jokes forever. But we don't, right? So when you bring this back up, you're also bringing her back into the light and nobody thinks about that at all. All right, okay. So Snoop went off the deep end and called Gail a funky bitch or whatever and stuff like that. And it's the thing with us. Stop grabbing your phone. Stop it. Relax. Take a breath. You're allowed to be upset. I'm not saying that Snoop could not have felt what he felt, but the moment he put it out there, what are you doing? Right? And then he did this half-hearted apology because he said, you know, chill out before we come for you. Then he goes on his apology, says, well, I never threatened her and all that. Well, you kind of did. And you told her to, you know, relax or I'm coming for you. And Snoop has done this the same way. Talked about how Meek and Nicki have displayed this behavior before. Like Nicki went off on Safari and Meek was Twitter fingers before how he reacted to Drake. So they've done this on social media. Snoop has done this with President Trump's wife. I'm talking about Will Pimper and put on the stroll. So he's done this before and he doesn't learn from it. And then I think the other day, yesterday, he said, oh, my bad. Yeah, I shouldn't have. I kind of went out the window. Like, yeah, just relax. I mean, that's, you can be upset, but you can't threaten people like 70-year-old black women. And I understand it too. I understand that Gail and Oprah do not look like they have black men. It looks like they're coming only at black men. Not that they're protecting black men because they don't need to protect black men. But it looks like they're targeting black men. So Oprah could miss me with the whole, yo, Gail is not doing well and she's getting death threats and she's just crying. I'm not saying that's right at all. But Gail didn't think about Kobe or, like I said, the woman that Kobe was in that hotel room with when she asked those questions. How does Kobe's family, how does Vanessa feel when this is an interview? How does that woman feel? You don't care about that part. So it's hard for me and other people to care about Gail during this. So all I'm saying, hopefully we can just move on and get the public memorial. And, you know, that would be that. What else I have on here? Oscars, did not watch them. Did watch Eminem come out to perform, 18 years later? Lose Yourself. And the audience not know how to react. It's weird that there are live performances. I'm more of the orchestra doing, the songs that are nominated. That's kind of cool because it plays it off to the commercial or something like that. Works, but this was wild. Because the audience does not know how to react. The other thing was Billie Eilish making that face when Maya Rudolph and Kristen Rigg were on stage doing their thing, which was funny. I think Billie was making that face because she was looking up and she saw herself on the screen. I don't think she was making that face. Either way, we get a great meme out of it. It's a great GIF. So that is that. Justin Bieber did a God Plan video part 2. With Quavo Intentions. I'm really trying to find the direction of this album. Because I've listened to Yummy. Summer Walker on the remix, did not check that out. Did not check out the song he has with Kehlani. And now this. I'm really trying to figure out how this album is going to sound. J Electronica says, album coming this year. Okay. I'll believe it when I see it. Janet got a new album, Black Diamond, in a tour. Starts in, I believe, May. I think it's a summer tour. Drake was looking nervous in the Marcy Housing Projects, but he says it was because Undercovers had Kane. But I think that might be it, man. Just to catch you guys up, I did watch Power. I don't know if I'm not, maybe I shouldn't delve too much into it because I might be able to get Sarah. She watched it as well. And we can sit here and talk about Power. But I'll say this. Okay episode for Power. A lot of just, it's an hour 22 minutes to get to what we I think a lot of people knew what was going to happen. So a lot of pussyfooting, if you want to say, a lot of beating around the bush. You get to the ending and you're just like, oh, it's like Joffrey would have won the Game of Thrones. If Joffrey won Game of Thrones, I feel like that's a great way to paint it without giving it too much away, without delving too much into it. I know you guys probably have already seen it already, but I'm not watching any of the spinoffs. I would tell you that I'm good on it. I still got to wrap up Empire. Like I made that mistake of just watching both of these shows all the way through the end. So that is it. I think we're good, man. I think we covered everything. Talked about Meek, yikes, God's Plan. My favorite song that dropped over the weekend, though. I didn't listen to Pop Smoke's Woo, Welcome to the Woo. I think that might have been the name of the mixtape. I didn't listen to that yet. Here's the thing. The songs I've listened to off that project, like, Listen to Shake the Room. And there was another one I listened to. Like, obviously, the lead single, when he's like, pull up to the Addy, whatever. And then there was another one, right? I really want to hear him on other production. I really want to listen to him on some other production because it sounds like that album might be just one long song. Just fine for some people, but his voice kind of puts me in. It's very monotone, so it's kind of like Lloyd Banks. And I love Lloyd Banks, but it was kind of hard for me to listen to a Lloyd Banks album all the way through because his voice never changes pitch. But I'll listen to Pop Smoke. Anything. My favorite song they had dropped over the what's the name was what was it? Tory Lanez, Broke in a Minute. Thought that was a good little song. And I forgot to bring this up. The Billie Eilish, she had talked about how she was on a Vogue cover story and said that people lie and rap. Said that while her own storytelling is largely fiction, she thinks there's a big difference between telling an entertaining story and lying about your life. Quote, just because the story isn't real doesn't mean it can't be important. There's a difference between lying in a song and writing a story. There are tons of songs where people are just lying. There's a lot of that in rap right now from people that I know who rap. It's like, quote, I got my AK-47 and I'm like, what? You don't have a gun. And all my bitches. And I'm like, which bitches? That's posturing. And that's not what I'm doing. Right. Fine. I understand her point. I get what she was saying. And then Styles P responds to it. And it's weird the twisted turns he makes. So he says, who is Billie Eilish? Okay, you're right. But now you're responding to her. So now you're validating her opinion. So that makes no sense. And then he says, yo, she doesn't know much about hip hop, blah, blah. And then goes on to say, yeah, rappers lie. I lie all the time. What's the point? But that's what she was saying. So I love the ghost, but I didn't understand why he did. But again, this is on Twitter. We just got to stop. Just take a break. Everybody take a break. You don't have to have your phone. You don't have to respond to everything. And I know Styles doesn't respond to everything. I'm not talking directly to him, but boy, we feel like we gotta get it out there. We just do. Anything this weekend? We got All-Star weekend. It's going to be in Chicago. Am I going? No. Had a dream that I was going to the All-Star game. We got snow right now, guys. I didn't want to deal with any of that. I was mad as hell that my brother was trying to get me to go to this All-Star weekend. I'm like, I don't want to go to the city. I'm good. Anything else? I think that might be it, man. 30 minutes might be it. Let me see. Black China was at the Oscars, and then she put up, what she do? She put a baby picture up. I'm like, ultrasound again. Either you have a baby or you don't. One of the city girls, I don't remember which one, her birthday is coming up, and she told people to cash out her money. Wild. Maya got married secretly. See, so you can't do this secretly. And then what was the other thing? Megan Thee Stallion. She had a mugshot. She said it was due to an altercation she had with her now ex-boyfriend, I believe it was a boyfriend at the time, but they try to say that she got in a fight with her mom. I think the biggest thing was how she got emotional over taking out her belly ring. I want to know more about that. So she's like, I was crying in the mugshot. They made me take off everything. and blah, blah, and I take out my belly ring and I'll take out my belly ring for nothing. Want to know the story behind the belly ring? And singer, and 112 singer Q sides with Mace in the Diddy Bad Boy publishing feud because he wants all his publishing as well. And I think that's it, guys. I'll be back on Sunday, or at least Monday, because I don't work Monday. So I'll be recording on one of these days. All right, until next time. Peace.